Welcome to the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on current events, trends, market reports, and community discussions. Join us each week from Tampa, Florida, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, my boy, the voice of the produce industry, Patrick Kelly.
Hey, produce people, welcome back to the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm your host, Patrick Kelly, coming to you live from Vancouver, Canada. That's right, the CPMA Trade Show 2024. Listen, it's April 29th. I just got back from Vancouver. I am now getting on a plane, heading to Anaheim, California, where I am speaking at the FPFC keynote breakfast, okay? So, today, it's all about CPMA. We're in Vancouver. We're having an amazing time in Canada. Before we get started, though, couple announcements. Not only the FPFC, May 16th, we have our virtual networking hour with June Monroe, PACA attorney. Do not miss that, everyone. And then a week after that, I will be back in California to hang out with our sponsors, Appeal, and go to the West Coast Produce Expo in Palm Springs. So we have a lot going on between now and May, a lot of content that you should be seeing on LinkedIn and all the other platforms and networks on the Produce Industry Network. Everyone, today, we've got our sponsors that we're gonna hear from, what we're enjoying about Canada, new products, and more. So everyone, let's go ahead and get this episode started. Hey, produce people. Normally, we've got my man Ross, the produce boss, who's sitting right next to me doing recaps of the entire show. Unfortunately, Ross was not able to make it to Canada, but I am always in the mindset of bringing somebody new on when we can. Mark Hoppenjams of Severin, man. What's happening?
All kinds of stuff. It's been a good week.
First recap episode. I kind of explained to you what you got to do.
Yeah.
You're okay with it.
Yeah.
You know, so we recap the show. Now, for Canada, I was able to get one delegate badge this year. You guys gave me the badge last year, if you remember. So I'm still only at a trade show only badge.
Okay.
We're not there yet, CPMA. they don't let me in. Not yet. Like, fully. They're like, should we let this guy in? We're not sure if we should let him in. And I always get like...
He's famous like in all kinds of different countries, especially here, right?
Like famous in one country, infamous in another. Okay. It's like the Canada people are like, we don't know about Patrick yet. So we're still convincing him. But the good news is you were able to attend some sessions.
I was, yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends and our colleagues that are the same as yours and are enjoying the receptions. They're enjoying the community. Vancouver's beautiful.
Amazing. First time here for me, too.
For you?
Yep.
It's been probably a decade or so since I've been here, but I can tell you I don't remember any of this. None of it.
Super clean. I mean, we took the train around.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the show.
All right.
So first time in Vancouver, not first time at CPMA. Third day on the job last year. He was in Toronto, everyone. let's talk about it, though. Let's talk about the schedule. I mean, again, trade show only for me. You guys were an exhibitor.
We were, yeah. I mean, it was a great floor this year. I think a lot of business being discussed, which is what you want. But certainly, you know, legislation's always big here in Canada, whether it be with recycling or, you know, anything regarding the retailers. So there's just a lot happening, and Canadians are proud of their produce, and they're proud of their companies, and I think they're very active on all fronts. So
I think so, too. I've seen a lot of conversation here. One of the things that we were talking about was it's not... a BS show. So right. I feel like there's a lot more conversation happening regarding in the business and then less of the filter. There was still partying going, right? But less of the filter.
Yeah, I mean, after 9 p.m.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I enjoy, too, that on the floor, more conversations. I see the beers around.
No doubt.
That's what I'm saying. I heard more of the what can we do, looking forward to this, how are you doing here? What's your new product?
Yep.
Versus sometimes, you know, you do just kind of hear chit chat.
We did an acquisition last week. We acquired Wollerman Enterprises in Toronto. So I was in Toronto all last week I went home for a couple days, and then I've been here in Vancouver. And the way that I would describe this show is people wear jackets. It's a blazer show.
It is.
It's not a golf shirt. You know, it's
not a soccer jersey show.
That explains why you can't get the badge. I mean, that's it right there. We got to get him a blazer. I think
I can wear a blazer. Listen, everybody. Okay, this week I will be in Anaheim speaking at the FPFC show. So if you're there, you're going to see what jersey I'm wearing. But I will have a sports coat on over my jersey. I will.
Okay.
I will.
Okay.
I've got many different sports.
You don't have to talk about it. Let's see it. How come you don't have one on right now?
I wasn't aware this was a sport coach.
Yeah, no, I learned that last year. But I think that there is a tremendous amount of pride in produce here and in ag. I think there's a tremendous amount of pride in, you know, what Canada represents as far as leading in sustainability, as far as especially recycling. They want to build their systems, and they talk about it actively. And I think that's why the business conversations happen so much, because they're integrating all that. They're not just talking about the produce itself or the packaging. They are really talking about the business. And, Sobey and Loblaw and Metro, Walmart, you just had a lot of...
They're here to discuss. Yeah.
Yeah, very active.
They're not hiding their badges.
No. I mean, this is... Yep.
That's what I'm saying. I did see a lot of conversation. What do you think of the showroom floor? It kind of reminds me of an IFPA feeling, right? Because it's got big, huge displays. Mm-hmm. They got, things hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
You got flyovers. You got cars. You got big,
but
big,
again, clean,
big, big.
Right?
Oh, very clean.
I mean, the personnel in the booths and everything, just very, very connected to the product, very connected to the customers. You feel like everybody's here with purpose.
Yeah, 100%.
And the purpose isn't just the social aspect. I mean, it's definitely business.
I feel like sometimes there are social aspects, mm-hmm. right, which is totally fine. Mm-hmm. But like I said, the business part of it is amazing. What I'd like to see more of, I want to get to more education. Mm-hmm. I want to get in and see how they're teaching not just the Canadian business colleagues of ours, but mm-hmm. actually teaching, how do they market to consumers? Mm-hmm. You know, what are they doing when North America product is going out of North America? Mm-hmm. I just met the DRC, dispute resolution. I mean, they're talking about helping people with claims overseas. If mm-hmm. it's North America product, we're going to help you. Mm-hmm. So I have this, it's intrigued passion to learn, right? Mm-hmm. So intriguing to me on what they're doing. How do they preach to their millennials, mm-hmm. right? Or
right.
their Gen Zs? Or what are baby boomers doing today? How are they marketing to them? What mm-hmm. do they care about sustainability? And actually, we know that. Innovation mm-hmm. and sustainability, mm-hmm. Canadians care a lot about.
No doubt.
Straight up.
I think very educated society as well. I mean, as we go into the packing houses and we go into the farms, we see a lot of automation, but even in the hand packing, it's very well organized, very lean, very quick, good tempo. And, I'm in and out of packing houses and farms pretty much every day of the week. And what I've seen these last 2 weeks has really been exceptional.
So, very cool.
Yeah.
Any booths that stood out to you?
Oh, I mean, Severn booth, I thought was the best one. Brittany, Brittany did a great job.
Colors look good. I like the new
come
colors.
Come on. I mean, yeah. It's. I think my team's doing a pretty great job of balancing our existing products with some of the sustainables. And, Thor from Wallerman was with us, too, so that was pretty exciting. But, yeah. Yeah, I am excited. But I tell you, I spent most of my time in the booth and only hustled around for little bits and pieces. So.
I feel you. I went from booth to booth. Mm-hmm. So we did a lot of sponsored content and material.
Yep.
We'd like to, really amplify them in certain areas. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to go to a few booths. I was able to have some mushrooms on,
well,
a bagel
explains
chip.
Everything.
I was able to get some jerk chicken sliders from the Master mm-hmm. Nardi booth. I stopped. Where else did I stop? I'm just trying to think. There was a booth from Uganda that had dried pineapples, dried mangoes. Mm-hmm. So a couple of those stood out to me, because when I say, what are you doing to stand out? Mm-hmm. That's where the wow factor is for me. When I'm walking these shows, to stop me, mm-hmm. You can't just have fruit on a mm-hmm. booth, especially fruit on a booth that has, that you can't eat, right? I'm just saying, there's things here that attract me to stop. Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
I stopped at more flower booths than I actually stopped at others, because I stopped and smelled the roses.
You set me up
there. Would, but it's not. It wasn't even a setup. I literally mm-hmm. every time how can you not stop and smell flowers?
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And then it's funny, we ended up doing an interview for our global show with a flower company,
okay.
Bella Flor, ready? And guess what? He goes, looking at each other, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, Gil? He's like, yeah. I was like, I pulled up my email.
Mm-hmm.
Sure enough, we were connecting, trying to do a podcast last mm-hmm. year, just didn't work out. So he's like, dude, we got to do this. So it's like taking a moment to stop and smell the roses
nice.
Actually put me in someone that I literally was trying to get in contact with last year, because we've never had flowers
mm-hmm.
on the podcast.
That's
so to me, it wasn't as busy as Toronto.
Agree?
Right? The floor.
Some of that's just the geography too.
Exactly.
Right. Yep.
But I almost liked that because I was able to maneuver around mm-hmm. and people were willing to have a conversation instead of being so jam-packed in the middle of the booths and trying to figure out who's passing the booth. So it was nice. Purposeful discussions is what I would say happened at this conference.
And I think very educated exhibitors. And it's one of the amazing things to me is as you're going across the border in both ways, I mean, even here in BC, they know the local retailers. Obviously the Canada retailers, but they know Sprouts, they know all of ours in the US too. And they know their regulations well, they know their specifications, and the education on that is pretty great. And I think you're also seeing that from the US, especially across the northern border. You know, as you get into New England and everything, they really know Quebec and they know what's happening with retailers there. And it's, I think if you're seeing it for the first time, you know, we're based in Southern Illinois, all that interaction and shipping back and forth between borders, it's pretty great. So
I love it. So we have the receptions started off Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a dinner Wednesday night. We had Thursday, we had the opening reception.
Mm-hmm.
And Wednesday was the opening reception. I get confused because it's a Tuesday. Normally it's a Thursday, Friday, not a Tuesday, Wednesday, right? So the Wednesday, Thursday came in. Tuesday night we came in. That was the reception. We had Wednesday, Thursday. Trade show room floor was packed, as in conversations, like I said. Mm-hmm. It was open enough to where you can get through it. Okay, one thing I did love is the sponsors we had is growing here. So mm-hmm. we had Severin,
mm-hmm.
Equifruit,
mm-hmm.
Peak of the Market, mm-hmm. which, again, is awesome, RPE,
mm-hmm.
and then we had Arctic Apples.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to get around and spend some time with people that we traditionally never get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then even, like I said, the last night, I stayed with a buddy of mine, caught up with them, and then head out to the airport in the morning. And the main thing I can always tell you, and I say this about like the virtual networking hours, like mm-hmm. execution after the fact.
Yep.
Everybody, when you leave here, the trade show is not done. It's normally not done for 3 weeks to a month because we're following up, we're generating the conversations, and we're bringing it full circle to talk mm-hmm. about the supply chain. So, Mark, I appreciate you coming on. I say we go ahead and hear from Rob, because I think we got some interviews lined up.
Nice.
And I think we got to hear from Rob on the new PCR Able Solutions and from Severin. So let's get into some of those interviews
mm-hmm.
and close out the show.
All right. Sounds great.
JGLC, the place to be, a third-generation, family-owned and operated asset-based company. Throughout their 60 years in business, integrity, reliability, and loyalty to their customers has remained their top priority. JGLC guarantees 24/7 communication with your personal logistics coordinator. They offer competitive pricing without sacrificing services. They operate throughout the United States and Canada. JGLC's customers count on them for dependability and dedication carried out on every order, every time. 60 years of service for all your trucking needs. Visit them at jglc.com for your custom quote.
I love grapes.
Whoa, what's this?
Dude, that's a snack with impact.
Wait, what?
You know, Sunrays. They are the snack with impact. All their grapes and mandarins are certified, sustainably grown, so you know the planet and people are being taken care of. And they make a donation to save the children with every package packed, so kids can thrive around the world.
No way. So every time I have Sunrays grape or mandarin, I'm making the world a better place?
Duh. That's why they call it the snack with impact.
produce people. So it is CPMA week here in Vancouver, Canada. I am fortunate enough to be spending the day with Pamela Kolachuk of Peak of the Market. And Pamela, when we met last year at CPMA, I was like beelining it to the front door.
Yes.
You were like, hey. I was like, hey. And I just say, like, the rest is history, business card, and we've been having some fun. We have been in Anaheim together.
Yeah.
We got some banana airbrush tattoos.
Listen. You bet.
Experiences, okay? But now we're here in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. The booth is beautiful.
Thank you.
Absolutely. The LED lights are just making everything. I feel like I'm in a field.
Well, I'm glad. Seriously. That's what we're trying to do, is make people feel like they're in a field in order to be able to experience vegetables in a different way.
That's how it should be. Everybody, I can tell you one thing. Anything you put in your mouth is an emotional experience, especially fruits and vegetables. I know that because of my kids.
Yes,
my kids will give me this look, and you all know the look. They're like, oh, no. I am not having that. But if you do it in a different way, like you just said, you can make Brussels sprouts very appetizing. Mm. Cauliflower. Anything you can think of, you can get creative with. And that's what I love about you loving veggies.
Yes, we do love veggies at Peak, and we try to make sure that everybody can eat them in a different way. And, you know, lots of potatoes are done in lots of different ways. It makes it a lot more fun, a lot more tasteful, and a lot more easier to eat, right?
From pineapples to potatoes to oranges, watermelons, cabbage, chives, I see it all. And I think that's what you represent. You're representing growers. You're representing a community of fruits. I see some fruits and veggies, okay? But overall, we're here in Vancouver. What are you looking forward to the most?
Just connecting with our growers that we work with across North America, but also our customers and in retail and food service, and also lots of friends that we have in the industry that we've been meeting on our, you know, on our journey, whether it's within Anaheim or Women's Fresh or all of those places within North America. It's always great to reconnect, and this is usually the place we get to do it, because nobody else wants to come to Winnipeg or Vancouver.
Listen, it's October, November. Would you like to come up here? What's the temperature? -2. No, oftentimes we don't. But I do agree with you. These are the settings that you get to see the human part of the business, the humanization of people, because that's what we are. I've been saying it lately. We're all one handshake away from the next deal, and this is the place to get it done. So we're here at Peak of the Market, booth 931. Come get your picture taken. Create memories with people and relationships. So, Pamela, thank you as always.
Thanks, PK.
Hey, produce people. So we are in Vancouver, Canada, CPMA 2024. Had to stop by the Seth Brand booth. I got Rob here with me, and we're in Canada, man, once again.
Hello.
I just saw some of your team in Houston just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And then before that, SCPC.
Yes.
So
everywhere.
I always say everywhere that we're invited, right? Good news is, coming to these, you get to introduce new products.
That's right.
And I think that's one of the things we're doing here in Vancouver today with Severin.
Well, we've got two items, BioAble a couple of years ago, with our products that biosimulates over a period of time. After 2 years, it starts with biosimulate.
Starts to break down?
Breaks down into zero microplastics in a landfill environment or just terrestrial.
Gotcha. And that's the video, everyone. If you watch our live streams, we have the BioAble video commercial that runs after Walk and Talk. You'll see a beautiful outdoor forestry going through the streams. It makes you just think sustainability and regenerative farming, right? So what's the second item?
The other one is our new line is PCR-able, and that one is a product that has 20 to 60% post-consumer recycled content in there.
Okay. So what's that look like? Do you have one to your left?
Yeah, they actually look the same. So this one here is the PCR able. It's a film that has the post-consumer recycled content in it.
Got it.
And we
little
also
earth balls in here, everyone, for sustainability. I love it.
And we also have a pouches.
And it feels the same as the BioAble?
Yes, very similar material.
Oh yeah, it does.
And this is
you got oranges for me.
Yep.
You did that on purpose.
Exactly.
Okay.
And this is the PCR-able solutions, and this one has, I believe, 20% post-consumer recycled content. which is we're trying to meet the retailer's initiatives by, you know, 2025, and they got 2027, and then they got 2030. So they're trying to reduce the amount of virgin plastics in their product, in the packaging.
I love it. One thing I do mostly enjoy about what you're doing is going and educating the retailers on the sustainability aspect of this, because a lot of times we don't know. We as growers, packers, shippers, right, we're trying to sell what we think is the right thing to sell, but obviously have to watch our costs. So being able to get the industry to understand, yep, and help with their initiatives, right, right? Lower carbon emissions, right? Sustainability, less plastic.
Right.
There's always going to be plastic, but yep, less plastic, yep, and how it degrades. Yep. So I love what you're doing.
We're trying to be that bridge to understand what the retailer wants, and then work with our customers to be able to deliver a product that works.
So we just heard from Rob about the new PCR Able and the Bio Able solutions. I've got Brittany here now, and we're still at the Severin booth. We're kind of just hanging out in Vancouver. How are you?
Vancouver. I'm doing well. Happy to be here.
How are you liking Vancouver?
Beautiful city. Very clean. Friendly,
yesterday was awesome.
Friendly, happy people.
I did notice that. It was beautiful the first day. You've been here all week getting set up.
Yep.
I remember calling you, and you were like, I was like, hey, when do you arrive? You're like, here.
I'm here.
So
did the booth.
What's your take on all this?
I think it's a great show. It's my first CPMA.
Okay. Yay. First time you're here.
First time in Canada.
Okay, first time in Canada.
Yep. First time in Canada.
So you're checking a lot off the list today.
I am. Check. The show, I think it's great. Great layout, great attendance. I love the show schedule.
You went to some of the education?
We went to the sustainability panel.
Okay, of course.
Of course.
Mark was front row. I know it.
All of us. All four of us.
I know it.
We went to that this morning.
Okay.
Great.
I guess, well, Rob, I think it's cool. And I think that, you know, being in Canada, that's one of the things we get to do with shows is meet new people and build relationships.
Yep. And we're here to make sustainability simple.
Simplified.
I like sustainability
that.
Solved.
I'm glad you didn't say fun.
It's not fun, but you need to make it
simplify.
You need to simplify it.
I like it. Welcome to Canada, or do I even need to say that to you, Drew?
We're basically locals now, and we announced it today. RPE Canada, it's official.
I think it's pretty cool, man. You know, to see the evolution of a supply chain, I just learned what RPE just meant, you know, a few weeks ago. And then getting to the facility in February, I got to walk the entire facility. I got to see the grid,
right? Yep.
I got to see all of it and didn't even expect that, you know, from Bakersfield or Arvin, California, yep, now all the way to Vancouver, Canada.
All the way to Vancouver, Canada. We're pretty excited to be here, to your point. I mean, you know, for Canadian consumers, the idea for us is Canadian potatoes for Canadian consumers. We've got a nice presence down in the U.S., but at the same time, Canadian consumers are typically early adopters of sustainability and innovation. And we like to believe that we're kind of experts in that space with some of our packaging innovation, 3-pound mesh pillow pack, the potatoes your way tray, the fiber compostable tray that we've got.
The new trays.
Yeah, so I mean,
I saw those being packed.
You got to see them, right? You got to see it all being done,
which is actually really cool. And let me ask you one question. This is the only question I have for you out there. Are the nibbles going to be up here?
The nibbles are going to be up here.
Okay,
and you can get them Canadian nibbles.
So
it's not U.S. nibbles, Canadian nibbles.
I've seen all those are my favorite. You know this.
The Canadians are just nicer people.
Listen, I'm just saying. And the nibbles.
That's your favorite.
Those are my favorite.
We need to make sure we get you some more.
Those are air fried away. I'm just saying, everybody.
I'd say they're the world's smallest potato.
The easiest 13-minute in the air fryer.
We did them with the kids.
I told you. Hey,
your
still
kids,
doing
my
with the kids.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I still do them with the kids.
That was awesome.
It's a Sunday morning treat. So with the new products, with what's happening with RPE Taste of Selections, we're seeing a lot of growth.
Yep.
So we can expect a lot more in the retail outlets, the wholesale outlets. Are you sending to processing? You know, so, what does it look like in this expansion?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, the idea is kind of to mirror what we did in the U.S., right? So heavy presence in retail, heavy presence in food service, less of a presence in process. Really, our idea is fresh potatoes. We want to bring fresh table stock potatoes to market to the consumers. And we think, you know, our emphasis on the growers, the idea that we're telling the grower story, and we're very humbly proud of that we get to represent families who have had generations of farms, and we get to be their mouthpiece to the marketplace. And so it's a humble pride that we have there, and we're going to be able to do that up here as well with some key partnerships in different regions of Canada.
I love it. Stay tuned. More potatoes coming. Your way.
To you. Your way. Well done. Like that.
Hey, Brewers people, had to come to the Arctic Apples booth, especially being in Vancouver, Canada. Kim, great to be here.
Great to have you here. Great to be in Vancouver and definitely be a part of the CPMA.
Yes, of course. And I, like, this bag was full.
It was.
Like
you just ate them fast.
Obviously, I love produce. What I love about the shows is I get to eat it all day.
All day.
And it's funny because some people don't.
I know.
And I can't figure out why people haven't taken advantage of walking around and picking up food. Now, there's these booths here. There's, like, the fresh-cut fries I see, but you can't give up. I have not tasted the Fuji's yet, so this is the first time for me.
So what do you think?
I think this is why I've devoured them.
But you've also tasted the other three varieties, or the other two varieties. So this being our third, what do you think?
I think it's spot on with the flavor, the consistency, because the golden, very consistent, right?
Sweet, yep.
The green?
Got a good crunch.
Tangy, right? Same thing.
Yep, sour.
So, and I always ask, like, what's the next one going to be? Or when you do come out with it, what's it going to taste like? So, yeah, I would say, like I said before, I've liked them for the last 4 years. And I think this is a right product in the right bag again.
You've been asked for a red skin apple for a long time.
I've been asking for
it. You've been asking for it. So
I think it's good.
And I think it's cool because I think it's a good combo. It's got a little tartness. It's a little sweet. So it's kind of a good in-between, and it's a red skin. And, of course, we just announced that we got approval in Canada for the Red Gala.
Hey, who doesn't like red, too? I mean, red's a staple
too.
Item. Red is a staple item in everybody's household. I know this. My son eats reds every single day. Like, that's his thing. And I'm going to tell you something. Now, all right, well, apple thing here.
Yeah.
Because these are cold, and we like them cold. My son has a preference. Sometimes he likes his apples cold. But sometimes he likes them room temperature. Because he says...
Does it depend on the variety, or does it not matter?
No. Well, a lot of times he only eats reds.
Okay.
But he'll tell me, he's like, sometimes he's just like, it's freezing cold. Because I don't want it freezing cold. Like, if it's in his lunchbox all day until he gets into lunch, it's a freezing cold apple. He goes, so I see it. I was always wondering why there was two apples always sitting on the countertop.
Yep.
That was my son. So,
like,
for you Apple people out there, like, think about their consumer. I mean, the apples in the stores are on the shelf in room temperature, and then we take them home, and some of us put them right in the fridge.
So, I like mine cold.
See?
Most of the time.
That's what I'm saying.
But?
Like this, I like these freezing cold. Gotta be cold.
You know what? I can see, especially on, you know, charcuterie boards, when you do the tart apples, you're gonna pair them with a cheese.
Warm.
Temperature might make a little bit different.
Yeah, I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. So what are you looking forward to the most in the upcoming months? I know we're in Vancouver, but a lot of times with these shows, it's about execution after the fact.
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing for us is just continuing to connect with that food service audience, retailers too. But, you know, our main emphasis has been and continues to be that food service customer and the distributors. So I think for us, you know, we continue to expand those lanes, and it really is about just making the connections. We've got some really exciting packaging that we're in the works with. We've just updated our sample boxes, which, as we all know, is a really important component of the expansion of any business, is how you present yourselves after the show or when you've made a visit to a customer.
Same.
And so we have some really cool sustainable things that we're working on in those two areas, regular packaging and then also our sample box. So
I love it.
And you'll probably be one of the first to get the sample box.
You know, I'm gonna get that sample box.
You live in Florida.
Yep.
And that
exactly.
is like, you know, we want to know how it travels and how it holds up. And we're doing a lot of testing.
I'm a guinea pig, a little bit of a test subject. But again, lets me eat more produce.
Yeah, so, our produce.
Hey, exhibit hall is closed, everyone. We will see you very soon. Kim, thank you.
Patrick, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm Kim, and I'm a banana badass at Equifruit.
For years, we've been teaching people how to become a banana badass. And this year, at booth 1151 at the CPMA, we're diagnosing your banana badass style. There's four different kinds of banana badasses out there. So Patrick's going to take the quiz. All you have to do is pop out your phone,
scan this
QR code right here. And answer five easy questions.
She says easy. You know, I get nervous around quizzes, though. Like, all of a sudden, like, all of these answers stop popping up into my mind that probably aren't even, like, true. Like, you're like, what's about the fair trade bananas? I'm like, blue.
You're good. You're good.
So hopefully there's a participation tag on this one, too.
For sure. You're all set. Just listen to your gut.
We're going to scan the code.
Yep.
Okay. So grab your phone.
Easy peasy.
Scan the code. It's going to take you to Aquifer. You're going to add a couple of first questions, which is name. I think I know my name. First and last. Oh, wait. Email. And the. Got to type the whole thing, right?
Produce.
You want to make sure.
Industry. Podcast. Woo!
Gosh, every time you got to do that, everyone, I'm sorry. Podcast. So we got to, just the first four is name, date of birth, social security number. No, I'm just kidding. Stop it. Okay.
Are you a produce retailer or a produce consumer?
I'm a consumer, everyone. So we're going to click the produce consumer button.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to find out what kind of banana badass you are? Let's go. Question one.
When I see certifications on bananas, my first instinct is...
got to be Aquifruit.
Bam. You got one.
Okay.
Next question. Now for the real stuff. Your ideal Aquifruit event would involve...
Oh, my gosh.
Your ideal Aquifruit event.
I feel like... if it was an Aquifruit event, though,
yeah.
Okay, I want to party.
Okay, so party, let loose, and do some good?
That's what I want to do.
All right, do it. Okay, next, let's get a little deeper.
All right.
When you hear the term banana badass, what do you see?
Oh, the superhero cape made of bananas.
All right, so hit it up. D. We're almost done. Last one.
Last question.
What's your reaction when a store doesn't carry Aquifruit bananas?
Well, I'm going to answer this, but if you're me, I ask, is it fair trade? And if you're Maddie Fisher, it's don't buy it.
Exactly. Bless your heart.
I am going to go with the reaction when a store doesn't carry an Aquifruit banana. I'm going to say it's a tantrum.
Yeah, it's the right answer.
You know it's me. You know that, right?
All right, submit.
Submit.
You're about to find out.
Here we go.
Look at that.
Banana badass bulldozer.
Just like
everyone.
Me. Oh, you don't have a lanyard.
Hold on, we do.
This is where I christen your lanyard. There we go, folks. It's official. Look, we're matchies.
Listen, they hate us because they ain't us. Or come be a banana badass with Kim.